بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, العربية للجميع. In this program we are learning from the Quran and from the important dialogues, important Arabic dialogues, which a person might need if you go to an Arab country, inshallah. Today is the time for the general revision, which we are doing every second week, and we welcoming our students to call in from the beginning of the program right until the end of the program, inshallah. We'll be taking your calls on 011-854-1548. Engineering for us for today, Brother Muhammad Bilal, he will be taking your calls, inshallah. Alright, so we will be asking some questions related to the Quranic verses which we have studied. We reach now Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 70. And we wish to ask you some questions related to that, in addition, of course, to some of the dialogues and important conversations which we prepared for you. Our students are required to call in from the beginning of the program. If you're not amongst the students, you can, of course, register to be among the students by just giving your telephone number and your name to our engineer. You can, however, still be anonymous by just asking the engineer to record you as anonymous, but you need to just give us your name as well. So we'll be taking your calls, inshallah, 011-854-1548. This is the number to dial. It's a live program, and we are wishing for all our students to call in. Let's take the first call for today. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Man anti?
175.
Kam darajatun ladayki? Hal tatadhakkari kam darajatun ladayki? Nasiti.
Nasiti.
Nasitu. You say nasitu, okay? It's 168. Do you know what's 168 in Arabic?
168.
Excellent. 168. ممتازة. حسنا، السؤال الأول وهو سؤال خاص بالقرآن الكريم كعادتنا، نسأل أول أسئلة من القرآن الكريم. The question says: يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا. What is the meaning of وإذا أظلم أو أظلم؟ What's أظلم means?
أظلم is they stood still.
وإذا أظلم, sticking from the word ظلام, ظلام, ظلمة, ظلمات,
darkness,
that's the ظلام, right? And okay. أظلم is the verb here. Do you know what's the verb from darkness? The verb from darkness is in English. Sorry.
أظلم.
Yeah. أظلم is the Arabic, but in English, what is the verb from darkness in English? If you wanted to extract the verb from darkness, to darkens. I'll consider it correct for you. You got the main word. To darken, to become dark. That's the verb we are looking for. That's أظلمة. Okay, past tense. Moving on, the next word.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Okay, the question says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. What is the meaning of أندادا?
Equals
or rivals or شركاء, partners. Yes, that's correct. Wonderful. Still one, two more words.
Okay.
مثله. What's مثله means? مثل.
Can we a sentence, Sheikh?
فأتوا بصورة من مثله. فأتوا بصورة من مثله. مثل. Very important word, this word مثل. مثل هذا. مثل ذلك. مثل. سأعطيك مثال. مثال. مثل. You say it a lot in English. We use it a lot in English, so that means we're going to be using it also in Arabic.
It's like a likeness. Like
yes, likeness or example.
Yeah.
Okay, so for example, we say in Arabic, for example, مثال, مثال, for example, or على سبيل المثال, or مثل, مثل. So مثل means example or like that. Like or it. Okay, so مثله, like it or like unto it.
Yeah.
Wad'u shuhada'akum, the last word is shuhada'akum. Shuhada means?
Shuhada is partners.
Partners.
Ji.
Partners.
Equals, like, call unto you, how do they say? Shuhada'akum, your witnesses.
Witnesses. Shuhada'akum means witnesses.
Ji.
There is another meaning for the word shuhada. But it's not the meant here, it's not the one meant here, but do you know what is the other meaning of it?
Like identity or...
No. Shuhada is the singular is the plural of shaheed. So the word shaheed in Arabic have double meanings. One of them is martyr, and the other one is witness. Okay, so don't forget that shaheed. Sheenha ya dal, shaheed, witness or martyr. Okay, and the plural is shuhada. Now, you've got 2 points to this question. The next question is the general questions related to the general words which we studied. What is the meaning of the word azhar?
Azhar is flowers.
Flowers, excellent. What is the meaning of east?
East,
The east. The east, the west, south, north. So what is east in Arabic?
It just slipped my mind, Sheikh.
Start with the sheen. Start with the sheen.
Gharb.
Gharb is the opposite of it. Gharb is the opposite. Gharb is west.
Oh, gharb is west.
The other one starts with a sheen. So it's what? Gharb. Not getting this one.
Not getting this one, Sheikh.
Sharq.
Sharq.
Sharq means east. Don't forget this word. Sharq means east. Sharq, tijahat. When we started the directions, we said that sharq means the east, gharb means the west, north is shamal, and janub is south. Okay, don't forget that. Taskara.
Taskara is ticket.
Ticket, correct. Al-as'ar. Al-as'ar. Kam al-si'r? Si'r, si'as'ar. Thaman.
Give me a few more, Sheikh.
كم السعر؟ ما هي الأسعار؟ السعر غالي، الثمن غالي.
It's on the tip of my tongue, Sheikh. I just got.
It's the prices. أسعار is the prices.
أسعار is price.
أسعار. It's أسعار. سعر. سعر is a plural and sorry, the singular, and أسعار is a plural. Okay. Don't forget that. أسعار is the prices. Let's move on to the next question. We've got one word for this question, 1 point. The next one is a grammar question. Just open it here. Give me the singular of these words. Number one, hasanat.
حسن.
حسنات. End with a round. End with a ta. تأنيث.
The singular, Sheikh.
Yes, the singular is.
أحسن.
Nope.
No.
حسنات. You say we mix many حسنات. We earn many حسنات.
حسنة.
حسنة. Correct. Because there is a ta there in the plural. It's end with a ta. So that means that this ta also will be in the single. So, حسنة, حسنات.
حسنات.
Okay, don't forget that.
Okay,
The singular of لصوص.
لص.
بلاد.
بلاد.
Excellent. You get one point here also. So, altogether, 3 points for you. Student number?
175.
So now it's 171.
Sure. All right.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
من أنتي؟
260.
You've got 52 points. Is it correct?
74.
Yes. 74 points. Okay. The first question is the Quran. It says one of the verses of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة. What is the meaning of وقود؟ وقودها. وقود. So you put وقود for this fire.
Wait.
You can explain
fuel.
It. Yes.
Fuel.
Yes, fuel. Its fuel is annasu wal hijara. What is the meaning of hijara?
Stones.
Stones. The singular of hijara.
Hajar.
Hajar. Excellent. U'iddat. U'iddat lil kafirin. U'iddat.
Prepared.
Prepared for kafirin. Wonderful. You get 2 points here for this question. Let's move on to the next question. The next question is the general words, general the words of the general conversations, dialogues. What is the meaning of qismu shurta? Shurta. Qismu shurta. مركز الشرطة. 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 Very important word this one. شرطة. When you call to help, you will say الشرطة من فضلك. أريد الشرطة. هيا نذهب إلى الشرطة.
شربة.
Not شربة. شرطة. شربة is different word. شربة means soap. But this is شرطة. الشرطي. الشرطي.
شرفة.
No, not شرفة also. Not شرفة. I hope you're hearing me correct. شرفة means windows. But I'm talking about شرطة. شين را طا and round تا. شرطة. شين را طا and round تا. Try to pronounce it.
شرطة.
Yes, شرطة. Do you know what is the word used for the police?
No.
شرطي.
Oh,
in Arabic.
Okay,
so if you need a policeman, you say أيها الشرطي.
Okay.
شرطي. Write it down. شين را طا يا. شرطي means policeman.
Okay.
And شرطة means the police.
Okay.
So قسم الشرطة means. قسم. Police station. قسم الشرطة police station. So if you go to an Arab country, got some trouble, you need to the police station. قسم الشرطة. الشرطة means the police.
Okay.
Okay. Don't forget that. Next one is, what is the meaning of the word لغة?
Language.
Language. And what is the meaning of the word سفر?
Travel.
Travel. مزرعة.
Okay.
مزرعة. زرع يزرع مزرعة. Huh? مزرعة ميم زين راء عين and round تاء مزرعة يزرع from يزرع the verb يزرع زرع.
I don't know.
You don't know this one. يزرع means to plant.
Write
it down. يا زين راء عين يزرع means to plant and taking from that زارع, this is the farmer, the زارع.
Oh, okay.
And taking from that also مزرعة, which is a farm.
Okay.
So مزرعة is a farm. Okay, don't forget that one. مزرعة, a farm. You get 1 point for this question. Let's move on to the grammar question. In the grammar question today, I want to ask you about the pronoun. Okay, so I'll give you one word in Arabic, and I want you to use the pronoun for it. Okay. In English, sorry, I'll give you the word in English. Okay, so let's say the word قلم. I want to say. Her pen.
قلمها.
Your pen.
قلمك.
Our pen.
قلمنا.
My pen.
قلمي.
Excellent. 1 point for this question too. So altogether is you get 1 point, 2 points. Is it 4 points? 4 points. Yes, 4 points for you, student number 260. Now it's 78 points. جزاك الله خير ما شاء الله. Excellent.
السلام
عليكم. السلام ورحمة الله. Let's take the next call. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
Student number.
216.
216. كم درجة لديك؟ هل تتذكري؟
194.
194. This is student number what?
216.
216. Okay. 124.
نعم.
حسنا. السؤال الأول خاص بالقرآن الكريم وفيه يقول الله عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. What is the meaning of تبدون؟ ما تبدون وأعلم ما تبدون وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. تبدون and تكتمون words that's opposite to each other. تبدون is the opposite of تكتمون. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you تبدون and what you تكتمون. Allah knows it. يعلم وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. What is the meaning of تبدون؟ You're not getting this one.
Read that part again.
وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. ما تبدون means what you reveal.
What you reveal and what you hide.
And what you conceal or hide. Alright. Yeah. You missed this word. Let's move on. Usjudu li Adam. What's the meaning of usjudu?
To prostrate.
To prostrate. Illa Iblis aba wastakbar. Stakbar. What's the meaning of istakbar?
Arrogant. Pride.
To become arrogant. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
You get one word, 1 point for this question. The next question is the words. And I want to ask you, what is the meaning of the word turab?
Turab is sand.
And
dust.
Dust, yes. And as-sama?
Sorry, mice, water.
As-sama?
As-sama is sky.
And nujum?
Stars.
The stars. Okay, excellent. And one last word. The meaning of the word fustan.
Fustan is the dress outfit.
Dress, that's wonderful. Right. Choose the correct preposition. This is a grammar question. Al-Iman min al-Nadhafa. Al-Iman min al-Nadhafa. Arrange. Arrange the words, make a sentence. It's a hadith.
Al-Iman?
Al-Iman min al-Nadhafa. If you start correct, you will get it.
Al-Nadhafa?
Excellent.
Fil-Iman?
It's min. The word is min.
Min iman.
An-nadhafatu min al-iman. That's correct. Being clean is part of iman.
Iman.
Wonderful. You get here one more point. So altogether is 2 points, 3 points for you. Is it correct? 1 point, 2 points for the first question, and 1 point, no, 4 points for you. Jazakallah khair. It's 4 points.
Okay, shukran.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Next or last caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. Alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Student number?
50.
Okay. Wonderful. The first question for you is, ihbitu ba'dukum li ba'din adu. What's the meaning of ihbitu? Wa qulna ihbitu ba'dukum.
Go down.
Okay. Ba'dukum li ba'din. What's ba'd means? Ba'd.
Ba'd is after.
Not ba'da. Ba'd.
Oh, no. Be a
lord. بعض الناس.
Some.
Okay, don't forget, there's a different. Good that you made a mistake in this one in the beginning. بعض and بعد. بعد means after, while بعض means some. Don't forget, don't mix between the two. Next one is الأرض. What's the meaning of الأرض?
That's the land.
And what's the meaning of متاع? ومتاع إلى حين. متاع. You will find there some mata'.
Provision?
Sorry?
Provision.
Yes, some provision, some enjoyment there. You'll find it there. Okay, excellent. The last word for you is فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٌ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. What's the meaning of kalimat?
Kalimat is words.
Words. Okay, now let's move to the kalimat, to the words. What's the meaning of the kalima? رأي. ما رأيك رأي. Very important phrase. We started this one. ما رأيك؟ رأيي.
رأيي.
ما رأيك؟
Saw.
No. So is رأى. يرى. But I'm asking you about رأي. ما رأيك؟ What is your رأي
Ma rayuka.
It's opinion. Opinion. Ma rayuka. I hope all you can write it down. Ma rayuka means what's your opinion? What's your opinion? What is the meaning of the word akhbar?
Akhbar is news.
Sajjada.
Sajjada is carpet.
Carpet. Excellent. And what is the meaning of the word manju?
It's mango.
Mango, correct. You get 1 point for this question.
1 point, yeah.
So let's move on to the next question, and that's the grammar, the last question, sorry. The last question says, choose the correct preposition. حامد يذهب عن إلى في السعودية اليوم.
إلى.
إلى, excellent. يذهب إلى السعودية اليوم. Wonderful, my sister. You get 4 points also. So altogether, your student number, you said again?
50.
50, you've got now 186.
Jazakallah.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. With that, we came to the end of our program for today. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk. Wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.